Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, negotiators from six countries, including the U.S., are in Vienna, facing that Tuesday deadline by which they have to hammer out a deal, get Iran to curb its nuclear program in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. Today, the AP reported on a confidential document that says negotiators are ready to offer Iran peaceful nuclear technology as part of that deal. But last night, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, rejected other key U.S. demands, including a long-term freeze on nuclear research and inspections of Iranian military sites. In fact, last Sunday, some lawmakers in the Iranian parliament chanted death to America as they voted to ban access to those sites. Jim Walsh is Here and Now security analyst. He's with MIT's Security Studies Program, but he's in Washington today because tomorrow he'll testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the Iran nuclear deal. So, Jim, what do you make of the Ayatollah? He's saying no to inspections, and he's also saying that lifting sanctions shouldn't be tied to Iran implementing its obligations. That would change the whole deal.
Yes, he said all those things, Robin, but frankly, I'm not that worked up about it. I think this is par for the game. We're down to the final days, the final weeks of negotiation. He is, in fact, partly responding to something that the French foreign minister, who took a tough line earlier in the week, he's, you know, standing up for Iran on that. But remember, this is the same supreme leader who was going to insist that not a single centrifuge be dismantled, or that we would Iran would keep 190,000 centrifuges. That's what they would have at some point in the future. Those things are not true, didn't happen. And so I think this is jostling and political framing and posturing prior to what will probably be a very significant agreement in the next week or so.
Well, we wonder if that's what you're going to say tomorrow, because Republican Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, you're going to be testifying, has said inspections are a red line that can't be crossed.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that there will be inspections in this agreement. Okay. I have absolutely no doubt about that. Now, some people want the perfect, and I think the perfect can be the enemy of the good. We don't need to have teams running around Iran looking under every haystack. In fact, that would be counterproductive. What we need is for inspectors and the regime to get the information when they need it so that they can give timely notice if there's a problem. That's the standard. If we adopt that standard, I think we're not going to have a problem. Remember, this is not our first rodeo. We've done this before. We've had nonproliferation agreements and arms control agreements that have been wildly successful. And we are now benefiting from the fact that we have new technologies and new rules of the road that are stronger than ever before. So I'm confident that they can get something done.
Well, one wonders if the Ayatollah is, as you say, blustering and jockeying in just the days before the deadline, hoping to get something in return. And that brings us to this confidential document that was obtained by the AP that reports on negotiators ready to offer Iran peaceful nuclear technology. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, I proposed in the New York Review of Books some years ago that this be a joint venture, that these nuclear facilities in Iran be not owned by Iranians themselves, but by a bunch of different countries, and we would have an international staff running them and monitoring them. I think that would give us a lot of confidence that there were no shenanigans going on. But in any case, I think it's better for the international community to give some technology to Iran that is peaceful, rather than Iran having to build it by themselves on their own out of sight. So I think this is a good move. It also gives Iran benefits. And if the deal is going to be sustainable, if Iran's going to stay in this, they're going to have to see that they get something out of it. It just can't be, you know, coercion and threats. They have to get something out of it to want to stay in. This is a benefit they would get.
And how much pressure in the minute we have is there on Iran to do something given these sanctions? It gets very complicated after these deadlines. There's, you know, congressional votes and the president has to waive the sanctions. But how much does Iran need that to happen?
Well, I think Iran does want it to happen. They want it for their economy. But it's not just sanctions. The price of oil has dropped precipitously. Iran is bogged down in two wars. It's defending Assad in Syria. It's playing defense in Iraq. You know, there are a lot of problems to deal with, and this new administration needs some relief here in order to tackle those problems. I think that's what it's about.
Jim Walsh, Here Now security analyst in Washington, to testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee tomorrow on the deal. He's with MIT Security Studies Program. We'll be listening in, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you.